Years ago, when the inventors Seamus and Earl unveiled their Twix bar, the tension between them reached a breaking point. Literally. Neither would give up control. So they did the logical thing and divided the company, out of spite. Earl went as far away as possible to start over. Apparently, not far enough. Seamus tirelessly designed a monument to his individuality, while Earl labored intensively on a monument to his individuality. Each marveled at his own factory and found his former partner's factory a little pedestrian. Each factory took a vastly different approach. Left Twix flowed caramel on cookie, while Right Twix cascaded caramel on cookie. Left Twix bathed in chocolate, while Right Twix cloaked in chocolate. Both bars as different as the vastly distinct men who invented them. To this day, sharing nothing but a wrapper and an ill-designed driveway. Try both and pick a side.
Sir, do you have a sec?
Sure.
We're the Right Twix factory, making cookie layered with caramel covered in chocolate for the right side of the pack.
Yeah.
And next door is the Left Twix factory, and they make cookie layered with caramel covered in chocolate.
No, cloaked in chocolate. Totally different process.
Well, I was going to suggest we merge.
I just don't like the way they carry themselves.
Try both and pick a side. Twix.
Left Twix. Cookie. Flowed with smooth caramel and bathed in chocolate. Unlike Right Twix, a bar made by common plagiarists. Twix. Try both. Pick a side.
So I told him, I need my overtime. I'm putting in a deck.
You guys ever tried one of these bars made over at Right Twix?
Why? Our special cookie is cascaded with caramel and cloaked in chocolate. How good could their Right Twix be?
Never wondered?
Try both. Pick a side. Twix.
I technically don't really keep friends from Right Twix, but that's only because I've been working here for a long time. We do a karaoke every Friday night. It's great. I think Right Twix does it Saturday night, which really feels weird to me. There's something really off about those guys.